issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
To Mountain Hours Evolution Radio, I'm your host as always on weekdays from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Better yet, that's 1 to 3 p.m. Mountain Time, and that's where we broadcast out of the Rocky Mountains. God spent just a little more time on this place because it's epically beautiful, and the fall is in full swing. The leaves have fallen, and we're getting snow on the peaks here. And the big news is we are taking the initiative to launch local currencies here up in the High Rockies and then down on the Front Range in Denver. We're actually starting our broadcast today. It seems like we do this a variety of times. We're starting the broadcast today here in Summit County, but we're driving down to Denver, where there is a, an Occupy event. And, generally I'm a libertarian. I support the non-aggression principle. And, the We Are Change activists in, Denver are, trying to, open up dialogue with Occupy Denver. We've had, kind of joint protests together with respect to 9/11 truth. We Are Change Colorado, along with 9/11 visibility, and we posted events together with Richard Gage and Francis Schur, and they're having a big event there today about fracking. And I don't know a whole lot about that topic other than is to say, as the best I know, it's polluting the water aquifer. So it's completely unnecessary. There are other solutions out there, and we need to pursue those. And by controlling our monetary system ourselves, we can finance those initiatives so that we're independent of Middle Eastern oil. We're independent of big oil and the control commodities. We can create local organic energy. Why not simply use photovoltaic cells, create, with water you can, with electrolysis, break down the hydrogen and the oxygen atom, and then use the hydrogen to fuel a car in an internal combustion engine. I think that's a far better solution, and that's something that every single county just about in the country can do themselves. They can do that and grow that fuel source, create that fuel source locally, organically, and that is a way whereby communities can be independent with their own energy source. Wherever there is sun, you can create electrolysis, and for that matter, if you don't have sun, you can create electrolysis anywhere where you can create electricity through a generator and a wind turbine. You can do it with wave energy. So there's lots of different ways that you can turn a turbine so that you can create electricity so as to be able to create hydrogen through electrolysis. So we're going down to Denver to interact with Occupy and hand out information about Mile High Hours. We are signing up businesses pretty rapidly. People are joining up. The word is spreading. We'll be right back.
The war, the unclean, unseen, omnipresent force. There's more money gold than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all renting. Inflation's an equation for a permanent enslavement.
The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or reba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or reba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurer's liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschilds' gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com.
What a new emperor. Yeah. Yo, 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 yo. What a new emperor. Yeah. Yo, 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 yo. What a new emperor. Yeah. Yo, yo. Oh, they said he was a righteous man. So the people invited me to make newer policies. The same laws you never will see. Except to support righteous men. Why did the people invited me to make newer policies? Somebody help me, please understand.
Somebody help me, please, to understand. How are we going to fix it? Well, we know how to fix it. We're going to take local currencies to hire our sheriff of the de jure government. The de jure government. What does that mean? Well, the de jure government is different than the de facto government. And I actually posted on my Facebook wall. Go to Wayne Walton. Friend me if you haven't already. And there's a really good documentary that somebody posted on Architects and Engineers for Money Truth, because architects and engineers should be the ones who design our monetary system rather than private bankers and politicians. Because we know what private bankers and politicians are going to do with the money system. Why don't we have architects and engineers created instead so that they can use science and mathematics to make sure that there's no leakage? The leakage is what the parasites want so that they can feed off our energy. So that's what we're doing on Architects and Engineers for Money Truth. We have a post. I'm looking to find the video here. Here it is. Change is on the Horizon, Part 2 of 3, The American Empire. Look that up on YouTube. It's a YouTube video in three parts. And the second part of it is really interesting. I've posted on this previously, so prepare to have your mind blown. Here we go. The Constitution was an inside job. It was a bailout of elite bankers who financed both sides of the American War of Independence, so-called War of Independence. The Constitution was a debt assignment contract which transferred the elite's War of Independence debt onto we the people in order to form a more perfect union. Constitutor is one who takes on another's debt. So, you know, let's say, well, here's a good example. You know, let's say your kids go off to college and they run up a bunch of credit card debt, and the parents don't want to pay the 20% interest on a credit card, so they agree to be the constitutor for their children. So they would then pay off those credit cards, rip them up, theoretically, so that they can't be spent into debt again. So in that role, the parents were the constitutor. Just like in the 2008 bailouts, the people were the constitutors for the private bankers that were doing their speculating and all the things they do. This isn't anything new. You know, it's not like we just start bailing out bankers in the last 4 years. The people have been bailing out bankers for a very long time. And the way the scam works is the bankers will, you know, say get the government into debt. Let's call that, you know, the United States. Well, with the application of usury on interest, REBA, with the application of usury, interest, or REBA on gold, silver, or digital money, in any of those instances, eventually, whoever borrowed the money will become insolvent because the exponentially compounding debt of the private usurer will become unpayable. But by that entity. So the elite will then transfer that debt onto the people because they have the greatest capacity to produce. So it's a methodology whereby the parasite transfers its obligations, it steals the energy of the people. So here we go. It is important to understand that the constitutor is the people. So we the people, in order to form a more perfect union, well, the more perfect union was our commitment, our bond to take on the debts of the elite who financed both sides of the Revolutionary War. Continuing. This is my post on Facebook, by the way. We the people were never independent, as the debts had to be paid in gold and silver, which the former colonies had no such mines. There are no gold and silver mines in the former colonies at the time. Gold and silver are commodities of control, just like oil or diamonds or uranium. The Constitution was an inside job by the money changers. Usury is the greatest threat to natural rights on the planet, not government. Usury makes governments insolvent so that they cannot protect natural rights. So the idea of having a constitution is that, you know, you have these lists of the Bill of Rights that it's just a delineation of natural rights, which we already have. Then the government is supposed to come in and then protect those rights. Well, the private bankers love to have a government that they can use as their hand puppet or a sock puppet. So when tyranny comes in, which is financed by the private bankers, the people just, you know, that they see the government doing it. But the government is the patsy, just like you know, Oswald was the patsy or the Muslims are the patsy. They're not the ones really perpetrating the crime. It's the private bankers who are the ones that are really perpetrating the tyranny. This relationship between a government and private bankers needs to be understood. Is the private bankers all entirely on their own, even if there was no government, can enslave the people without force by getting the people to volunteer for a noxious contract, meaning a usury interest or REBA-based contract, which is created so that only the principal is created and not the interest. And since the bankers do not recirculate the principal and you can only spend it one time, it makes it impossible to pay P plus I when you only have the P and you only can spend the P one time. So that is the methodology where they engineer defaults, foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. And all of that can occur in the absence of government force. So we have to recognize and appropriate blame specifically at the private usurers. They can do this without government. It's just nice to have the government hand puppet so that you can have insulation from the blame. It's a lot better to have something called taxes that are paid by the debt slaves, rather than something called interest being paid the private bankers, because it becomes very obvious as to who specifically is perpetrating the crime. When we perpetually are unable to pay our debts, there's not this intermediary called government whereby we think they're the ones perpetrating all this ugliness. So, continuing with the post. Usury is the greatest threat to natural rights on the planet. Usury makes governments insolvent so that they cannot protect natural rights. Solution? Guess what? The people must create their own organic usury-free money. Mile high hours or mountain hours. There's no voting, waiting, or permission required. We simply remove our energy from their corrupt systems. So the basis for this post, as we were talking about earlier, is the de jure government. This video gets into how the Constitution itself was a debt contract or a debt assignment contract from the elite in the colonies basically revolted from England. But in the meantime, the Bank of England knew that they can still control the colonies as long as we were using their money in the form of gold and silver. Since we had no gold and silver mines, they would control us with usury and eventually bankrupt us. And that is the basis for this, is there are fictitious entities in the form of governments, and there's fictitious entities in the form of corporations. And what we operate under now are the corporations. The United States itself is a corporation. This documentary, as I was talking to before, please do, just write this down. If you're driving or whatever is going on, the name of the documentary, I don't agree on, 100% on it, but it's a whole lot better than most of the documentaries that you read on monetary history. Change is on the Horizon, Part 2 of 3, The American Federal Empire. And what's great about it is that it talks about the period before the War of Independence, is that the reason why we rebelled from the Bank of England and the King was because we were using colonial. Franklin was using colonial barter script at the time, and that was issued and just spent into circulation. There was no debt, there was no interest, and that's why they had abundance. The bankers did not like that independence, so they wanted to impose gold and silver, and that's what the war erupted over. We'll be right back.
That we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall.
you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
That's former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan talking about that silly Federal Reserve thing that we intend to make irrelevant. By the way, we just had another commitment for a local hours current currency out of Vail, and the name of that is Eagle Hours, and that's going to be promoted by the Patriot Jonathan Snowden. And we getting back here, I'm sorry, basically I was trying to talk about our plan is creating this network of thousands of local barter script systems. It's exactly what the Bank of England tried to destroy when the colonial script system was in place. And we're going to create thousands of these. And in doing so, the more local they are, the better watch the people can have on them. So as to make sure that there's no funny business with counterfeiting. You know, just imagine your local currency is just all signed by you and your neighbors in a very small community. And in doing so, when you sign the currency into circulation, just like you sign an IOU or a gift certificate, we are the banker ourselves. Like, we are the source of the money, not banks. We, not private banks that are external from us. We are the source of the money. We ourselves. And this actually happens right now when we sign a debt contract or a promissory note in the form of a credit card or a promissory note for a mortgage, those funds never exist until we sign them into circulation. So all of our money will be done like that. It's, the difference won't be, will be that it's not a centralized system. It won't be able to be hijacked by an elite few, and there's no interest applied on it. And one of the steps of the Jubilee Plan, which is created by the Wandering Monks, is that we're going to use the local currency to hire the sheriff. And that's the next song I'm going to play here. It's called Officer of Peace, and it's by the Wandering Monks. Check it out on monksjubilee.com. It's a step-by-step musical plan to save the world. Here you go.
Yeah. 1 in 10, remember how it was back then. All the freaking police, I am the officer of peace. 1 in 10, remember how it was back then. All the freaking police, I am the officer of peace. 1 in 10, remember how it was back then. All the freaking police, I am the officer of peace. 1 in 10, remember how it was back then. All the freaking police, I am the officer of peace. When I saw the pig, my heart pounded to infinity. I'm smart enough to know there's power in that stupidity. I never feel safer in the presence of police. Third string football players crowding the streets with a chip on their shoulder, so devoid of respect, they need a clip on their hip and a badge on their chest. Somebody gave them jurisdiction to interfere and stop people in the tracks when they want to give them fear. I know there's great cops out there, and the fact is I'm luckier than many of my friends. But that's when stupidity is dangerous, the bully you can't reason with unless something changes.
Remember 30 cops, yeah. Remember getting shook down on the blocks, hollow tin packed in the glocks, military grade for the populace. Set up pigs represent Babylon metropolis. Yeah, remember legal jurisdictions, paid thugs to protect politicians. They're fighting for the global corporate enterprise, the Big Mac, the small coke, and large fries. Remember how the people were the enemy. Remember how they turned a blind eye to John Kennedy. Yeah, remember getting stabbed in the back. Remember crooked cops here supplying us crack. Remember when we said enough is enough, and revolutionary sheriffs put these bankers in cuffs and represent cold. Hold it down for the street and show love to the world and all my
peace. I am the officer of peace. I represent the real republic and natural law applies to me too. I don't wanna be a puppet. The antithesis of what you're going to hate. Best believe against RoboCop. I hold my way. I represent the real republic and natural law applies to me too. I don't wanna be a puppet. The antithesis of what you're going to hate.
With new things and new ways. I'm talking justice for the kids, the moms and the pops, all the good people who done flip pyramids.
I'm talking new types of police, the most highly educated and compassionate will hold down the street.
I'm talking holding people's trust, cause victimless crime is no charge of mine. Ain't no reason to bust you. I love truth, I need proof, the power is the people. Ain't no trouble here, no reason to cuff you.
The new officers are careful with that gun use. If you're not strapped, man, I'd rather use my gun too. It makes martial arts, cause I get how problems start. But the new sheriff lies with compassion in his heart. So I don't punish those who disrespect me, cause I'm self-confident, your little attitude's not threatening. Nor do I regulate on all your partying and drug use. That's on you, no need for guardians. I don't hide on the side of the road with the radar gun. I don't fly on you, nope. If you just honor the safety and well-being of others, we'll never have a problem, my brother. Yeah, but most of all, I treat everybody equal. No matter how much money you have, I rep the people, not the banksters. The mafia-type predators get shut down. What now? You ain't repossessing
protection.
So the people have a choice.
Protection.
So that every living being on this planet has a voice. And I see you as my sister, my brother. Respect you like family, my father, my mother. Yeah, I'll never bite the hand that feeds me. I'm only in the action if the people. Respect your right to live within the laws. In the laws we have a symbol. Show respect, keep your motives in check. Be successful, cause it's attainable without domination. A strong nation is full of love and inspiration. And that's the way you really change the world. You start with your community, exemplifying unity and peace. What we all should hold the office of.
All right, we've got a break here. There it is, there's the fade out. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
Aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
Don't wait, cause we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. Yeah. It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangster. Those are devils from the Wall Street banks.
The devil-stricken Wall Street banksters perpetrate usury on the people. They could do this without governments. They could do it with governments. They could do it with gold, silver, paper, or digits. It does not matter. It's a mathematic fraud where we only have the principal and not the interest. So our money is not based upon that fraud. Our money is created by the people without usury. Our money is money and energy. Here's the Wandering Monk song from Jubilee, Money Versus Energy.
It's your energy that glides free inside of me. That's right. People chasing money and lies. People lack no money and time.
Laughing now we go. Debt-free currency into the mountains like bring back Ithaca hour. Wandering monks drop bumps like a mythical power in the form of two nuggets you can quickly devour. Changing up the color of your money is easy, and everyone should do it like brushing your teeth. That's cause local money serves us publicly instead of building up a private company.
Time spent just making rent, working every day with the queen. Hey yo, time is energy, energy is money, and it's valuable, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, and the dollar bill really isn't green. It's an IOU to the debt machine. Kindergarten, 12th grade, conditioned our conditioning. City planners envisioned our positioning. Yeah, but the slickest act of trickery, the bank fraud, they slid past citizens implicitly. Why they cuss, is the dollar bill worth a thing? Much less a number on a computer screen. Collective agreement should work in our favor. We give back to the paper.
That got the mountain dollars. Yeah, we taking energy back from other powers. Wow. Tell me how you like me now. We independent, so we reinvented. Money with a whole new meaning behind it. Looking for the same old debt, can't find it. We sustainable. Yeah, organic is the way to go. Way to go. Way to go.
Bringing debt-free currency into the mountains like bring back, Ithaca hours. 100 monks drop monk with mythical power in the form of two nuggets you can quickly devour. Changing up the color of your money is easy, and everyone should do it like brushing your teeth. That's cause local money crushes us publicly instead of building up a private company. We know mountain hours won't get sucked into a void. The people are the money, life is meant to be enjoyed. We know mountain hours won't get sucked into a void. The people hold the energy, life's meant to be enjoyed.
It's your energy that flies free inside of me. That's right. People saving money and lies. People laughing money at times. Using energy.
In the jaws of entrance, you pawn me with your pawn deep, but I'm not a zombie. Fractional reserves, that's technically the purpose. People taking back what they actually deserve. Defenses against the jaws of interest. You pawn me with your pawn deep, but I'm not a zombie. Fractional reserves, that's technically superb, but people taking back what they actually deserve. Yeah.
Be the change that you wanna see.
Be the pride and value energy.
Respect and build community.
Show love to the world so the world shows love to me.
Be the change that you wanna see.
Be the pride and value energy.
Show love, respect, community.
I show love to the world cause my love for the world is free.
Power is an energy and energy is running the scene.
Yeah.
You take away the money, you still got all the energy, providing all the ways and the means.
Yeah.
Money is a power is an energy and energy is running the scene.
Uh-huh.
If you take away the money, you still got all the energy, providing all the ways and the means.
Yeah.
Time you can't find the value of your time. Money. Time I redefine the value of my time, money. Time we redefine the value of our time, money.
Time to redefine the value of our time, money. So if you take away the money, the energy is still there. It's just the money helps create those transactions. It just makes the barters easier. That is the point of that. It's very well articulated. It's just a matter of creating, you know, it's just like inches. Inches, just because you create more inches doesn't mean you've created, you know, let's use a piece of wood, for instance. You have a 2x4x8, it's 8 feet long. So just by creating more inches doesn't mean that you created more. The wood hasn't gotten any longer. The value was in the wood. Similarly, the value is in the human beings, their time and energy, their products and services are the value. Now, we need to have a sufficient amount of money in order to measure the value that they create. Just by creating the currency doesn't mean that you've created more value. You just have to have the currency available there to measure the value. Creating more currency doesn't devalue the existing currency the exact same way. If you create more inches, it doesn't devalue the existing inches. As long as the value is there, we can measure it, and we do with increased amounts of currency. It's just a unit of value that measures something that already exists. So that's what's going on. Hours currency, and like I said, we're going down to Denver to pitch Mile High Hours local currency for Denver to occupy Denver, and then we actually just got a commitment to launch Eagle Hours. And these hours-denominated local currencies have a base unit of value of, or at least common denominator, of an unskilled laborer's time of 1 hour. 1 hour equals 10 Federal Reserve notes right now. It could be changed whenever, but ultimately, just as a basis, 10 Federal Reserve notes is equivalent to 1 hour. That's the base denomination in Mountain Hours, Ithaca Hours, Mile High Hours, Island Hours, Volunteer Hours, which we're going to promote next week in Tennessee. That's actually going to be a statewide currency. We have images not just of a single town, but it's of an entire region or entire state. So we have images there from Beale Street in Memphis, Tennessee. The event is actually being hosted. It's Music City Liberty Festival in Nashville, Tennessee. Go check it out. We're going to be there promoting it, promoting local currencies. We can teach you how to do this where you live. We're going to have free CDs and DVDs that we can hand out. Do attend this event. It's good to get together. There's always more that occurs when you get human beings of common cause together in one place. More networking occurs. It's more than just learning a bunch of information. It's the energy and the relationships that are built, the memories and trust and you know, just networking. It's real good to get together for these sorts of events, so do come out. We'll have stuff to hand out and give away for free, as we always do when we go to our events. They'll be launching Volunteer Hours for the great state of Tennessee. Tennessee, like any other place, should be independent economically and monetarily, and Volunteer Hours will be used in order to facilitate that. Volunteer Hours, and the domain for that is actually Vols Hours for the Tennessee football team, University of Tennessee football volunteers. So that is what's going on there, and we're going to be heading that way here in a short period of time. The dates for that, by the way, are on November the 3rd. And the night prior, I was just reading that they're going to have like a karaoke in Nashville. So we're going to see if we can get some people singing the Jubilee song. Maybe a choice of Summit Girls for Truth will be singing the Jubilee song. Goes, when I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, Jubilee. And in my hour of darkness, she's standing right in front of me, whispering words of wisdom, Jubilee. And when all the brokenhearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, Jubilee. For though they may be parted, there's a still a chance that they will see, there will be an answer, Jubilee. Jubilee, let it be, Jubilee, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, Jubilee. So Jubilee is the universal debt Jubilee, and this is being... we actually, if you go to my Vimeo channel, which is at theredpoleradio.com, you can see Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, and Sheriff Richard Mack all singing that song much better than I just did. And it's actually Robin, or Choice of Summit Girls for Truth, was reciting it as well as a poem. And that is the song that once we all are singing it, we will have emancipation from debt servitude, because we will vibrate at the same wavelength, and recognizing that there is only one solution, is that these debts are unpayable, and they are not going to be paid. They're based upon fraud, and we seek restitution. It's time to give it back. And the land was stolen through this mathematic fraud. All of our assets are pledged toward these private usurers, these private bankers. This is the methodology where we can seek to emancipate ourselves. So that's the plan. That's what's happening. And we're gearing up to head down to Denver to promote this solution to Occupy Denver. And Occupy has many instances had a, you know, like-mindedness with Anonymous. That's the, you know, you see these videos with Guy Fawkes masks guys, and it's not always the same guy. I don't, you know, there must be a bunch of Anonymouses. Anyway, Anonymous in England or London is promoting Operation Jubilee, and we are simpatico with that message. The only difference is that is what their intention is basically just get a whole lot of people to go to London and starting on the 5th of November and just occupy it, until the system collapses. And, although I do definitely side with their intention, I don't think that's the proper solution. I don't think it's really necessary for people to camp outside and, without a specific plan. We need to create the reality that makes the old reality irrelevant. So the way to do that is start building these usury-free local currencies, build that system that makes the dominant system irrelevant, and when people see this reliable system that they're already engaging trade with, that they get used to it, and now it's not, you're not asking them to give anything up. They're just going, hey, here's another solution over here. Hey, how about a 10-year mortgage instead of a 30-year mortgage? Because we have eliminated usury. You can have the same payment on a 10-year mortgage as a 30. Why wouldn't you use this currency? So when we build this alternative system, people will gravitate to it, but they have to see the other system. So the line from that baseball movie, Field of Dreams, is, you know, build it, they will come. We have to build the alternative system so that the people will then come and use those systems, because what they will provide more abundance. We have to remove the risk. That's the big thing, is we have to remove the risk from the people and show them that this alternative system is reliable, it's sustainable, it has more abundance, it has more of everything. And will you grab the charger, please? So the fundamental issue with all of this is we're just showing to the people that we can have an alternative system that replaces the existing one. It provides more abundance, more sustainability, all of these things. So that's what we're looking to manifest. And we quite literally are loading up the car right now. I'm going to transfer from internet transmission to the cellular phone transmission, and I'm looking to dial up the station right now. So this is not a talk show. This is a do show. So the production value of this broadcast might not always be perfect, but our intention is always spot on. We're not looking to just talk. We're looking to get out and offer these ideas to the people whereby they can actually, you know, you can spend these currencies. You can use these currencies to purchase things. You can use these currencies to buy food and car repair and 84 other things here in Summit County. Down in Mile High Hour system, there's about, I don't know, I think we're around like 12 or 13 or something like that. It's just getting kicked off. And we're growing these systems. That's the whole plan. And in order for these things to happen, you got to go out and talk to people and have conversations and let them know your intention and actually physically deliver the currency to them. We just give it away 20 hours for local independent businesses each 3 months. And that's how the whole program works. Those who refer those businesses can also make money at 10 hours, and they just do it by raising their hand. The business does, and whoever refers that business makes 10 hours, which is $100. So that's how the program works. And, you know, we understand that people have expenses in the form of Federal Reserve notes. They have debts in Federal Reserve notes. So we can expect, you know, basically your commitment when you join the local currency cooperative is that you're going to accept the currency for some or all of your transaction. So depending upon you know, how much you can do. It might just be a little bit, it might be a bunch. It's hard to say for your particular business, but over time we hope to get as high a percentage of overall transactions as possible. And by doing that, we'll build more and more self sufficiency, more independence, and that's how it all works. So we're closing in on a commercial here. When you come back, we'll be in the car heading on down the road and moving forward, driving from Summit County, where we have mountains. Mile high hours, each of them being independent and separate from one another. However, because they have the common base denominator of 1 hour of unskilled labor as their basis, they can be interchanged. It's just a matter of the businesses agreeing to do so. We've got a break. We'll be right back.
Shine your light down here. Shine on the love. Love of the loveless. Love of the loveless.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Truly not to live in pain and fear. We are developing local organic monetary systems that have a common denominator so that they might be traded among local currency networks, and that is our plan. It's funny, we're actually just loading the car here. I just noticed that one of our trees in the backyard got knocked down by one of the local beavers. You see that?
I knew it.
It's funny because there's like a little pond behind us, which has these beavers that go around, and they're just really funny because you know, I've never really seen them in Pennsylvania or Florida where I came from previously, and they just motor around and they'll take you know, pretty big trees down, you know, like 10-15 foot tall trees, and it's pretty funny to see that happen. We are loaded up in the car. We're heading down to Denver. We're making our move, and we have a beeper going off, as is the norm in this car. It's funny. It's got a weight sensor. It knows if something's sitting in the seat, so you can't get past it. Thing's diabolical. So the destination is Denver. And if you listen to the beginning of my show, like the intro, you can actually hear a speech that I had at Occupy Denver from roughly a year ago, where basically I was pitching the local currency solution then. At that time we had the currency just designed, but it wasn't distributed or anything. We were working on the design for Mountain Hours then. The prominent part of that is that, you know, we don't have to wait with this solution. There's no need for permission. There's no need for waiting. There's no need for a long deliberation and getting a bunch of politicians to make a good decision, which they don't do. They're on the take. So it's pretty readily abundant that we live under some very deep corruption. So it's our time to step up and fix things. This is an entirely organic solution. It does not require any permission, waiting. We don't need gold and silver. We don't need lots and lots of Federal Reserve notes. The biggest expense of the whole process is really getting the design and the printing done. It's just like launching a very small business. So it's just a matter of really taking action. It's just an idea, and that idea is, as time has come, it's time for us to get busy with this. No need for waiting at all. No need for a vote. No need for permission. No need for politicians. No need for governments or private banks. No need for any of those things. It's time for us simply to take action. Since this is such an organic solution, by definition, it's an honest solution. And because it's voluntary, it's honest. So the combination of it being voluntary, the combination of it being organic, all basically it professes the viability of this solution all by itself. So when the people just simply do this, it moves to the solution as one.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is out to make you pay for it.